And now, your daily dose of stupid. Stupid news. Stupid news. On The Point 94.1.
Here we go. Three stupid stories that will make you feel better about yourself. Stupid news on The Point 94.1. Are you ready? All right, here we go. We'll start with a Florida man story. Stupid guy in Florida called police after some teenagers broke into his front door, broke into his house. They kicked the front door down and hit him with a broom handle. He called police. Police came to investigate. And while they were inside the house, they noticed a large quantity of cocaine and other drugs in plain view. End result? The man was arrested for drugs, along with the teenagers. Teenagers were arrested for assault. He was arrested for drugs. They all got arrested. Next, we've got a stupid cell phone company over in the UK. They refused to cancel a cell phone contract, even though the guy that made the contract was dead. His widow tried for months to try to get them to cancel the contract. They refused over and over. She'd finally had enough. So she went into the company. She took an urn full of ashes, a death certificate, and a few other things, funeral receipts and such, to the company. They still refused to cancel the contract. So then the lady took her story to the local media in her town, and as soon as they started talking about it, guess what? Yeah, they canceled the contract. Should have done that in the first place. Finally, off to Los Angeles, we have an elderly woman called police because she heard strange animal noises coming from under her house. Police came and investigated. They didn't find any animals. Well, I guess in kind of a way they did. They actually found a naked guy who was living under her house in the crawl space. Guy refused to come out or put any clothes on, so police used tear gas to remove him. Then they put clothes on him. Then they took him to jail. That is your daily dose of stupid. Stupid news on The Point 94.1.
Classic rock all day, every day.
Yeah, awesome.
The Point 94.1. KKPT Little Rock.